all those. But everybody has park.
Oh yeah, that's a car.
Mm-hmm.
Any other name for car?
Automobile.
Okay. And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Or the axle.
Or do what to it? If you put that hard stuff on it.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's hard. That hard stuff is called lubricate.
Or what do you have to do to a pan so something won't stick?
You have to scour it.
Or if you put some butter or something in it?
Or you can. You can put some lard in it. Like you're making a cake.
Uh-huh.
You grease your pan with lard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You say, so I didn't want it to stick, so I wiped the pan first.
You scrub the pan first.
And then
grease it good with lard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
And inside the tire of the car, they used to have an inner...
hub.
Uh-huh. Or the thing that sometimes children use if they're going swimming, that's an inner...
inner tube.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use those?
No. I never try to swim. I weighed well. I knew to try to swim.
Does anyone swim in the... isn't that the Red River between Pineville and...
No, yeah, if you swim in it. Lot of boys learn to swim in Red River. Oh, goodness, I didn't know it, though.
It's pretty dangerous.
Mm-hmm. But Mama's brothers and they used to swim Red River. They was born right down there at the mouth of Rope Gully in the river.
Uh-huh.
And they wasn't afraid of water. Mama used to pull boats in the river.
What different kinds of boats they
had? The little skiffs.
Mm-hmm.
Little skiffs. Just like the meter water almost would come up in the thing. I always was afraid of them.
What did the skiff look like? Was it pointed?
It's a little long pointed thing. On the river it kind of hices up. And got a bottom like that, you know. The pointed looking bottom on it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you wanted to put a boat in the water, you'd say you were going to do what to the boat?
Want to put it in the water. Launch your boat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, is that a word that you'd use most of the time?
I think it did say, didn't it, Tom? You want to put your boat in the water, and what it's going to say? When it say you're going to launch your boat? Launch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on a wagon, you have a wagon and two horses. The long piece of wood that comes between them is the...
tongue.
What about with the buggy?
Well, that's the buggy has, see now, the buggy has shafts. Mm-hmm. They go on each side of the horse.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to it?
You have to put the gears on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say you have to, any other
hook
thing
up
for the gear?
You have to put harness.
Uh-huh.
You have to put the harnesses on.
What would you hold in your hand when you're driving them?
Your lines.
What about when you're riding on them?
Use a bridle.
And you hold the...
hold the bridles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And your feet are in the...
stirrups.
And when you have a horse hooked to a wagon, the bar of wood that the trace is fastened on to is the... you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's I don't forgot the name of that. Tom, what's that the trace is fastened onto in the wagon? Single tree? Single tree. That's it.
What about when you have two? Each one has a single tree? What horse?
I think if you have two horses, they both hook to the same one, don't they?
No. Yeah, but that's
one on one end, one on the other.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a double?
Double single tree?